Reece Jagger.
G'day, Reece. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, are you?
We're all great. Well, I'm great anyway. How are you going on tour over there?
Yeah, it's real good. Having a ball.
Good stuff. I couldn't see you before, Reece. We can see you now. That's why I had to ask who you were.
Oh, rightio.
So what's happening?
Not too much. Just got back from the shops around here in Manchester, and yeah, not too long and I'll be in bed.
Were you? And what'd you buy?
I've just got a couple of pairs of jocks and two shirts.
They seem to have nice jocks over there. Lots of guys are buying jocks.
Yeah, the good Calvin Klein ones too. They're not too bad.
Nice and cheap?
Yeah, they're about £9 or something. So.
How much money is that in real life?
I've got no idea. About 18, something like, around 20.
20 bucks?
Yeah, a good pair of jocks, but.
Good pair of jocks. Excellent. Well, here's some questions people have sent in. I'll ask you the same ones. Rightio.
Yeah.
Okay.
No worries.
So, Reece, the first one is, do you like the French food, and what was your favourite dish?
The French food, yeah, it was a bit different to what we're used to, but, I suppose tasting, like, the snails and, like, all the top-class stuff they have, all the different stuff over there was pretty good. I had to go up the snails, that was the only one. They weren't too bad. Oh, it was just a bit, tasted like garlic and something like that.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, the breakfast, it was okay, but the bread got a bit too much in then. We had that every time we ate.
Bread?
Yeah, it was just hard, and I think a few of the boys end up getting cut lips from it.
Oh, that's pretty ordinary.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad. That was a good experience.
Yeah? And what about the snails? Yeah. What is that? Did you like that?
Yeah, they weren't too bad. That's the only one I had because we had a night where there was about, I think there was about six boys or something like that. They lined up and had a few, and we tasted them at the end, and yeah, they weren't too bad.
And what about frog's legs? Did you tuck into them?
No, I didn't get into them.
Did anybody?
Yeah, a few of them said it tasted a bit like chicken, just like a bit of a different meat, but yeah, I didn't get into them.
Yeah, it's a bit ordinary eating frogs, I reckon.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
Here's the next question. What did you think of the war memorial?
Oh, yeah, that was one of the first places we went to. It was real good, actually. Just having a look. They got heaps of respect for Australians over at France. And it was just good to see how they were honoured, our soldiers, after they were at war.
Cool.
I think it touched a few of the boys pretty hard.
And how did you personally feel being there?
Yeah, it opened my eyes to see just what they went through, and turned out being all for us, so it was real good.
Yep. And what about the French games, mate? How were they, like, compared with some of the games you've played this year?
Yeah, it was up there with the games I played this year. I only played the first game against the 18s team that we played, and they were, like, they're real passionate. Both the French teams, you could see that they were real passionate. And because I think they take the test matches well pretty seriously. I'd say they train for it a lot, and to play in a test match wearing an Australian jersey was pretty proud.
Fantastic, half of your luck, mate.
Yeah.
Well, here's the next one. Are the French girls hot?
Yeah, they are. They're all beautiful.
Did you learn some French words?
Some French word, yeah. Well, bonjour, obviously. Treasure was beautiful. That meant beautiful.
And did that work for you?
Oh, a few smiles here and there, is that it?
Cool. And how did the French react to the visiting Aussies? To you blokes?
Yeah, they loved it, yeah. Yeah, they just welcomed you, like, with open arms, really. Just the respect that they got for us, it was pretty clear.
Cool. And what
it
about...
It's a great experience just being over here to both France and England. It's been real good.
And what about the game that you played in, the under-18s French game? Was the crowd as knowledgeable in
footy? They loved it. They were cheering and they were real noisy, real vocal. You could tell it was a lot for the home side, but
yep.
Yeah, no, it was a real good game.
And what does it sound like to be abused in French?
Oh, we didn't understand it, so it wasn't too bad. And we could give it back to them as much as we wanted, because yeah, they wouldn't understand us, so it was good.
Oh, yeah. And what about the people you were meeting in the streets? Did many of them speak English?
We found a couple of Aussies here and there, and like a few English people, but other than that, there was only the odd people that talked a bit of English.
All right. Cool. And what's been your favourite place in France so far?
Oh, definitely around Paris, going up to the top of the Eiffel Tower and looking out at that was amazing, really. Apparently it sways up the top there. I wasn't too keen on looking too high. A few of the boys stripped off when they got to the top.
And you wouldn't have been one of those naughty fellas, would you?
It was too cold. Freezing up the top there.
Well, you are from Gunnedah. It does get pretty hot there.
Oh, yeah. That's the biggest change, that weather. It was like 35, 40 degrees back home before we left, and it's dropped.
It's dropped. How?
It's real cold.
What's the temperature
and in
now?
In England, it's worse. I'm not too sure. It's cold, but we're pretty rugged up.
Is it 15, you reckon, like in the middle of winter sort of weather?
Oh, I reckon, oh no, it feels lower than that. It's freezing.
Oh, well, that's bad luck. Here's another question, mate. Would you come back for a longer visit when you get older to do some more exploring?
Oh, definitely. They're both great places. Just the people you meet, the places you see, everything you see is heaps good.
Yep.
I'll definitely come back, yeah.
And lots of old buildings and things, is there?
Yeah, yeah. One of the places where the Germans took over, I think that was back at in France. They were just stuff like that. There's heaps of old stuff, and like in and around Paris, and it looks like fairly old, but just, yeah, real good.
Fantastic. And it's a really big place, like France, Paris, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, it'd be easy to get lost.
Especially with the street signs in French.
Yeah, couldn't read a thing.
Okay, and what about this year? You've had a pretty good footy season so far this year, Rhys. Tell us some of the highlights, mate.
Oh, definitely this. This would be right up there. This has been heaps good. And making the New South Wales, the schoolboys team for the 18s. That Aussie schoolboy carnival was a great experience, playing up against some of the best in the country.
That was at Newcastle, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and just personally for me, I've had a couple of injuries in the last few years and haven't been able to play too much, but this year's been injury-free, and it helped me a lot to be able to just stay on the field and play good footy.
And what about next year, Reece? What are you doing next year, mate?
When we get back to Sydney Airport, I'll stay there and finish off pre-season with the Roosters and in the Toyota Cup, the under-20s comp.
Yep.
Yeah, and go from there. Hopefully have a good off-season and, yeah, hopefully get in that squad.
Yeah, we went into the Roosters a couple of days ago and met Hulk Hogan. Did you see those photos?
Yeah, we've seen them up on the footy team. He's giant.
He's a madman. His fist is huge. Big as my head. He's huge, and he's really polite. He's a gentleman, and he's obviously the boss of his life. He knows what he's doing, that bloke.
Yeah.
So have you got anything you want to say to your friends and your family, mate?
Just hope everyone back home is well and everything's good. To all the family, just I love you, and I'll see you when I get back.
Yeah, mate, we're all cheering for you in tonight's game.
Yeah, thanks.
No worries at all.
Yeah, just to everyone, just keep up the support and keep following.
We will, don't you worry. Thanks for your time, mate, and I'll ring back in about 1 minute.
Yeah, no worries.
Good on you. Thanks, Reece.
Thanks, Matt.
See you, buddy.
Bye.